It's day 271 of hashtag 365. Hiya!
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind, and together we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
And I mentioned the chimp there. And the chimp is the focus of today's investigation.
Sounds like cereal, doesn't it? With MailChimp. Didn't even do that on purpose.
Oh, dear me. Good God. Anyway, hi. That was a really insular joke. If you've never listened to Serial, that won't make any sense. So the reason I mentioned the chimp is because something disastrous has happened. Yesterday was the single best day, I think, in terms of good feelings on the scales. 15 stone 9 at the midweek weigh-in. I couldn't believe it, but it blew my mind to see those numbers and to know that I've lost 3 stones since the start of this journey. Unfortunately, I think I might have got hijacked by my chimp as a consequence, and it's made me believe that perhaps my chimp has developed a new tactic, or maybe it's part of his arsenal, but he's only just shown his hand this time round. So I'm not going to bang on about what the chimp is and do that whole bit again, because I've talked about the chimp so much over this journey, and hopefully if you've been listening to the whole thing, or at least most of it, you'll have heard me explain what the chimp is and what it's all about. And he has got lots of different tactics. And I haven't really heard from him in a while. I've had him really boxed off. You know, and like I say, I think that renewed sense of focus that I've had has really boxed the chimp off. He's in his little electric cage, and the electric cage lock is absolutely shut and closed. Or at least I thought it was. Until he pulled out a new tactic yesterday. The cheeky monkey. Hijacking my celebrations. Is this new? Or has he always been doing this the whole way along? I think the chimp knows. And really, I suppose you can kind of think of the chimp as a sort of metaphor for food addiction. But I think the chimp knows when my faculties are down, you know, when my willpower is at its all-time low, when that electric lock on that cage has gone clicked off. I think it just knows instinctively. And yesterday, after seeing that weight on the scales, I felt really, really good. And I was like, right, I've got this. I had the focus flowing through me. I was like, yeah, this is amazing. But then I found myself in sort of celebratory mode. And I think me being in celebratory mode is a surefire way for that lock to come undone. And the chimp came flying out in full force. He was trying to encourage me to order takeaway, open a bottle of champagne, like the stuff that I was trying to like push back in its box that was coming at me thick and fast. You wouldn't believe. Let's go get a burger. Oh, what about KFC? We should do that. Get KFC out. Yeah, brilliant. I was like, no, hold on, can't get a KFC. What am I thinking? No, stupid, that's the chimp. Stop it, that's stupid. So what did I end up doing? I ended up baking. I figured that would be a way of being involved in food. And obviously it's just the chimp the whole way along. But a way of being involved in food and doing something nice without actually having to eat loads of calories. So I baked. Well, I tried to bake. It was the first time doing it. A focaccia. Came out more like, it didn't really puff up. It was really tasty, but it was dense. And by the mere fact that I'm describing what it tasted like, you'll now know, of course, that I ate basically the whole thing. A massive focaccia. 120 milliliters of olive oil went into this beast. And your boy Baker, who hasn't basically been eating any carbohydrates at all, demolished most of the thing. And in fact, before bed, I even sliced a bit off, covered it in cheese, and grilled it. Like some sort of oily focaccia cheesy pizza bread. I'm not going to lie to you. It was absolutely delicious. I mean, it was delicious. But I've woken up today feeling sluggish, bloated, my tummy's hurting, I feel dehydrated from all the salt. And yeah, the chimp got the better of me. So I don't want to, I'm not stepping on the scales today because I don't want to feel like my 15 stone 9 is now 15 stone 10. But I bet it probably is. But that just means that today I've just got to renew that focus and just crack on. I'm right at the start of the day while I'm recording this, and I've just got to maintain. So chimp, you're not hijacking my celebrations anymore. Get back in your cage.